So I'm constantly banging on about iPhone Twitter clients, and there's one reason for that, really. Twitter is only useful to me on the go. I mean, I still read on the desktop, obviously. I use Tweety on my Mac, but the iPhone's really where it's at for me as far as Twitter goes. And so I try all sorts of different clients and ways of pushing and things like that. But the one mainstay I've got is definitely Twitterific. I absolutely love it. The different reading layouts, easy posting, great filtering. Some really cool double tap options, things like that. It's about as good as it gets for posting pictures, as far as I can tell, on an iPhone. Generally not too reliable, but Twitterific's actually pretty good with that. One of my favourite things is being able to hide the keyboard halfway through typing something and view a timeline to sort of reference other people's tweets, and also to tap on either an at username or on a link. And it copies it into your tweet, which just becomes invaluable after a while. There's still a few things that I don't like about it, and that's kind of what this is supposed to be about. And there's not a lot, I've got to be honest, but there are a few things that I'd like to see updated. The thing that drives me nuts more than anything else is that there's no copying from the timeline. And I know that sounds stupid, and I know nobody else cares, but if I want to copy something but not actually retweet it, I have to effectively retweet it to get it into an editable mode so I can copy something. Well, sometimes I just want to copy something. It may not be for another tweet. I may not want to retweet it. I may want to copy it and paste it into an email or something like that, and it just doesn't work. And that just drives me bonkers. So if that could stop being just like a solid image or whatever it is that it's rendering and actually be text that's copyable, that would be really cool. Another thing that I'd like to see that isn't such a big deal is that there's no push. And at first that was a really big deal, and now I found Boxcar and that works really well, even though nothing else seems to be all that good. But it would be a nice addition if it could actually just do it in-house. And then I'd like to see video. There's obviously great picture posting, you've got a choice of services, it's really good. But there's still nothing for video. And the main reason for that, bringing me on to my last point, is that there, as far as I can remember, haven't been any updates of any kind for 3.0. In fact, I can't remember the last update at all to Twitterific. It's one of my least updated apps, and if they rolled out an update, I'm sure that all three of those things could be in that update. I don't see that any of them are all that difficult, although Craig, the developer, has already said that there won't be push until Twitter support push, which, as far as I can tell, everybody else manages it, so I don't fully understand the reasoning, but maybe that's because I'm not a developer. So, but still, these are all things I would like to see. And if you guys have got anything that you'd like to see in Twitterific or any likes and dislikes of any other iPhone Twitter apps, I'd love to hear them. So, until then, I'll see you on the internet.